Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jen, and welcome to the show. If you are new to my show, I do want to wish you a warm welcome and welcome to our listening family. Now, last week we talked about all of the chakras and we went over them quickly. If you missed that show, you might want to listen to that if you're new to what the chakra energy system is. That was a good intro. And now what we're doing today is we're going to specifically focus on the second chakra. And honestly, when you start diving deeper into this chakra, you could talk about this one for every show for a year. And I don't even know if you could still cover it all. This is a powerhouse chakra, very important chakra, that is all about creativity, relationships, your relationship to everything. It is a birthing of something new. So this chakra continually processes energy in the human energy field to create something new. It is constantly trying to make something new out of whatever energy is going on. Now, it's interesting because what we want to talk about today is, you know, manifesting healthy relationships, whether they're a personal, romantic, including money, your financial relationship, business, whatever that relationship is that you are working to balance, to draw in healthy. We're going to be talking about some of these shadow sides of what happens with the imbalances, what can happen when we are a little bit afraid because fear pops up a lot with this chakra, and then how it interacts with the first chakra and the third chakra, because these are all aligned. We have chakra 1 through 7 in our body. That is not all of the chakras. These are the 7 major chakras. And for those that have been studying this for a long time, you know, you're going to be more familiar with what I'm talking about, but I do want to introduce it and help people that are new to this because it's so important. We are moving into a time where humanity is evolving, where we really need to go to those next levels for our happiness. I mean, there's no reason to stay in unhappy situations, and learning that we can make choices that are different. It's also releasing yourself, others, forgiving and letting go of choices you made in the past, because now you're staying with that. The second chakra is very powerful in this. A lot of people want to know why they can't find a true love, why something happens, why are relationships falling apart, why they're not getting along, things like that. That's all related to this chakra. It's also the way it interacts with the third chakra, which is all about your personal power and control. And when a lot of new things are happening or they're unknown, a lot of times fear can pop up and cause all kinds of control issues within relationships. And really, if you were to filter out everything that was going on, the chakra is about honoring one another, whatever that relationship might be. You're not going to always have the same viewpoints or agreements, but it is about respect and honoring the other, because what's reflecting back to you you have to pay attention to that, because all of our relationships are there to teach us something. So that's what we're talking about in this episode, going into that very deeply. Before we get started in that, I want to remember to tell you that it's coming up in a few weeks. In January 2014, I have two workshops that are now open for registration. They're online workshops. And one of them is intuitive painting, and that is a lot of fun. That's going to be on January 11th. And we're doing it online with video audio. So you'll be able to watch, and this is a lot of fun. All the details are on the website. You don't have to have artistic talent. This is truly about allowing your energy field to paint itself on a canvas and reflect back to you to help you with your growth. It's a very eye-opening experience, similar to what you would do in journaling. So I want to remember to tell you that the registrations are all on the website online. You can just go over to jenroyster.com. Right there on the homepage, you'll see the two workshops coming up. January 11th is intuitive painting. January 25th is parenting intuitive children. That's always a very popular one as well. These are the intuitive painting is a lot of fun, and we're doing that right after the first of the year when everybody's looking to, you know, embrace, and maybe they have their New Year's resolutions. And so this would be a great way to start. So that's right over on the website if you want to go check it out or sign up. So those registrations are now open. There is limited seating for that, even though it's online. We can only take so many. So go ahead and go over and check it out. If you have any questions, let us know. Now, if you want to call in, if you have a question about the second chakra, about healthy relationships, things like that, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Now, let's talk about one of the things that can be one of the most common things that happen. Let's talk about a romantic relationship here. Say you have an idea. Or actually any relationship. This actually would apply to any of them. But most people are going to probably think that way or at this one. What if one person has this great idea and you present it to the partner? And it's like, great, okay, let's check this out. But then as you're going into this joint effort together, are you being possessive over it because you came up with it? Are you now trying to control the other person to the point where now the other person just doesn't even want to talk anymore? Or is this happening to you in reverse? This is one of the ones that's the most common that I see. This is one that people will call in about a lot or set up a private session about. And honestly, you're setting up an energy of trying to control another person. And it is a suffocation of their energy. That's pretty strong words, but it is. It's a suffocation to the point where they lose their enthusiasm and they don't even want to be partaking anymore. That is a very popular one. And has that happened to you? Most of the time, just about every one of us has probably experienced both sides of that. We've probably been the one controlling, and we have also been the one suffocated by it. And that is going to be a dynamic of black and white. That's not honoring the other person. That's not allowing another to partake in the joint venture, because that's what a relationship is. It's a joint venture with two voices, two opinions, or maybe even a group. I mean, relationships can be groups, like in business partners or family dynamics. That just keeps going on and on, doesn't it? But I'm trying to show you in perspective, because I'm sure somebody out there is going to relate to one side of that fence or the other, or both. Now, think about that one, because if this one is about teaching us how to honor the other, you have to look at the dynamic of these relationships. We're about to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to dive in a little bit more on how, if this relationship is truly at odds, what are we trying to hold on to here? If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the second chakra, manifesting healthy relationships. We will be right back after the break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle. Or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
And we are back from break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we're talking today about the second chakra and manifesting healthy relationships. And before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, that ultimate, you know, what is the second chakra really about? It's creative, and it is about honoring another in whatever that partnership or relationship is. And some of them can be quite challenging. Some of them can feel like, you have to be kidding me. This is what a relationship, whatever it is, positive or negative, it's that relationship you have with that person, that attachment you have, or the group. Now, what happens when fear is the motivator in how you choose? Wow. How many are afraid? Oh, if I don't make this choice, I won't have my finances, I won't have any money, or what if I make this choice? You know, why, what motivates you to make a choice? This is about your relationships with everything, whether it's money, romantic, business, family. What's motivating you? Is it faith in something that you have? Do you believe in it with intention? Because when you have a belief and faith in what you're doing, you now bring the energy of faith, which is beautiful energy, into the relationship. If you are acting on fear, afraid you're losing control, afraid it's not going the way you want it to go, things like that, now you've made a decision on fear, and that's going to disconnect you from that energy that faith brings into it. Ugh, yeah, that's not going to be very positive. Everything has a cause and effect. And this chakra is very much about cause and effect, about every choice you make. Now, on making choices, that doesn't mean that we hold on forever on choices we made in the past. That's about forgiving and letting that go so you can make new choices for tomorrow. You cannot hold yourself, if you have changed and you have grown, you don't hold yourself at blame or whatever of what you did back then. You let that go because now you're staying attached to that. So we are diving deeper because I want to help you evaluate where you are in relationships that you're working to balance in a positive, healthy way. Two things that can be a very quick identifier: is the relationship draining you or suffocating you, like we were talking about earlier? Or is it lifting you, empowering you, and energizing you? It's usually going to be one or the other. And how much do you compromise? Do you compromise in that? Because we're looking at, why are we holding on to a relationship we might need to let go of? Maybe we need to let go of it if it's not helping you, or if it's not bringing in positive energy anymore. That doesn't mean that one person's right or one person's wrong. That means it's time for the journeys to separate, because people will flow in and out of your life, and some stay, some don't. This is about letting go of that attachment and trying to control every little outcome. How much do you fear? And this isn't, this may be that you are doing this, or you are recognizing it in someone or something, but try to reflect back on what works and what you can do personally to improve when we do this. Because as I address these areas that go quite deep, it's not about looking for somebody to blame. It's about looking about what you can do to bring positive energy into it, because you're working to balance your own. Remember, everything reflects back to us to teach us something, and that includes our relationships. Your relationship with money, for example, is it always poverty or lack? You know, what do you need to learn from that, you see? Is it something else? Is it always controlled and you're always making choices out of fear? So much of this boils down to some very deep spiritual truths that go beyond this physical world. And that's what the show is about, taking you a little bit deeper into the energy dynamics of things. When we are aware of why we choose what we choose, are we so afraid that we're manipulating someone? Are we so afraid that we want to make sure we have the outcome we want? Are we so afraid? That is a fear choice. Are we being with integrity and with ethics and virtues? Are we being true? Because, you know, we've just lined up betrayal. You know, if you think about it, betrayal is not so pleasant to go through. None of us would like to go through that. And usually we've gone through a little bit of all of it. Like I said, you'll be on both sides of the fence with things like that in your life. If not this one, maybe over a couple of lifetimes. But the goal is to learn, grow, forgive yourself, and you're looking for those ways to forgive another, and then focus on that aspect within them that is part of that divine, and also within yourself, because we all have it in us, no matter how we're choosing or behaving or acting, we all have it. And that is a very important aspect of building relationships. And trust is going to be affected by this kind of stuff. So how are you choosing? What motivates you? Because this chakra is very connected as well to the fight or flight. You know, it is very connected to artistic. I mean, it's about creating new. It's about rebirthing. We procreate. We are keeping the human race going when we have babies and children. We are looking to create a new business, or we are looking for a new artistic idea, whatever. It's all about creation. And when this affects the other chakras involved, usually it's because of the changes and the shifts that happen. Now, there's two sides to that coin as well. when there's so much shift going on and you feel like you can't land, is it become chaotic? Is it chaos? Is it so much change that it's just spinning in the air and not going anywhere? That's going to be one where you need to ground into the first chakra and ground. And that can happen quite easily with a lot of new things moving on. Then it goes up into the third chakra with that power and control, when you feel like you've got to keep control, or you're trying to dominate or control another, or are you doing it to yourself and you won't let yourself out of a box to try something new. This can go in a lot of different directions. Or are you feeling like that's happening to you that causes the suffocation? This is the things that cause those imbalances and those blocks in the second chakra. And that's what we're learning about today to help you balance that, because those are big numbers. Those are big fears. In spiritual conversation and dialogue, a lot of times those types of fears are called false gods. What are you believing? Are you believing in the fear? If the fear says it, that's what you believe, and that's it. You see, that's an illusion. Fear will trap you so quick, keep you stuck. And then what about the situations where you just won't let go of something that happened? You won't let it go and move on. You're holding yourself trapped and stuck and attached to this situation. You're not helping yourself or anybody involved. You're really harming yourself more if you won't let it go. So, you know, there's choice in relationships. And then when we make choices, we do the best we can in the moment. We're not saying that every choice is going to be perfect, because there's always a cause and effect with a choice. But okay, so it doesn't quite work out the way you want. That's where you want to work on letting it go, not making it about a blame or a fault. Because now you're holding yourself in the past and you're not moving forward. So you're looking at two or more than one energy in a relationship. You're looking at, if this is a romantic relationship, is this one on the rocks? Are you having a hard time? Can't get it to work out? Are there two people working on it? If there is not, you want to ask yourself, am I trying to hold on to something that I need to let go of? I mean, what is it that you're holding on to? You're looking at that. Where's the anger coming from? Where's the trust issues coming from? All these kinds of things. Relationships that are healthy and balanced uplift you, energize you. And when they're not balanced and they have negative aspects, they're going to drain you, suffocate you. You're going to lose your luster and enthusiasm. And this is what you're looking for in two very simple black and whites, if you want to call it that. That's kind of tough, but are we avoiding going there? Are we avoiding facing that situation? Nobody wants to hurt. Nobody wants to set up pain. Nobody wants to feel rejection or that they're not loved. The thing is, when we identify the fears in our second chakra, what they may be. Are we afraid of just something new, or are we afraid of losing control? It's usually the two or both. Now you identify that false god, so to speak, and the illusion that you can make a choice to not invest in that illusion and not believe in a falseness, because it is holding you back. It is holding your happiness back. It is holding what you're about back. So think about that for a little bit. We're going to keep powering on. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's look at a couple of different situations where we can take an imbalance and shift that. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We will be right back after the break. Mm-hmm.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And today we're talking about the second chakra and manifesting healthy relationships. Now, let's talk a little bit about the second chakra and romantic relationships, or our sexuality, because it's part of that too. And that is a relationship. And this one, this just, like I said, they all cross back and forth. But if you've had history of abuse, you may have closed a lot of this energy off. You're not comfortable. You don't want people to get too close. You don't want any kind of intimacy, or you try to control it if you are in it. A lot of times what I have found in my practice when I'm working with a lot of people is, and it's a very common one that I see, is that if a woman has had a history of like sexual abuse or battery, or just whether it's psychological or physical, if it has been an abuse, and if it's a, it can go both ways, men or women, let's just pick one so we can get the example out here. What I notice is the opposite energy will seem to prevalent. If, for example, the feminine energy of a person has been squashed to where they just have been taught it's no good, it's not strong, it's not powerful, it's weak, their male energy, because everybody has both, that's the yin yang of our bodies, their male energy will start to take over and somewhat dominate. And that one will start to try to take control, and that will be just, okay, well, I can't be that way. It's too weak. It's not respected. So the male energy will take over and then try to run everything and everybody else in sight. Now we've got an out of balance that way. That is a lot of stuff to heal. And they don't understand why they're having trouble with relationships, because relationships are the balance of both energies. It's the balance of both, not one stronger than the other or one missing. It needs both, whether it's a relationship that's homosexual or heterosexual. That is irrelevant. It is, there is a balance of the two energies between everybody, because we have both within us. God has both. It's not just one energy. So you're looking for that balance of give and receive within the individual. And when you have that for yourself, when you have a balance of your own, now you have a healthy balance to be a partnership in another, with another. If one is pulling the others, now you're going to have an imbalance. It may drain one or the other. It causes this off-kilter thing. Everything is about the balance, balance, balance. We always hear about balance. And it's true. There is a shadow side to everything. There is a positive. There's a negative. There's a sun. There's a moon. There's a night. There's a day. There's give. There's take. It's all about the balance. And this can go from a romantic personal relationship to anything you're doing in business or with other people, friends, whatever that interaction is. Are you always taking or always giving? Do you feel you're going to feel drained if you're always giving and doing, and you are very uncomfortable in allowing someone to do something for you? Okay. If it's the opposite way, you're going to feel the drain either way. It's going to cause a frustration. You're going to feel that. So these are the things you look for. Where is this imbalance coming from? What is it that I want? Do I want to share? Here's a big one. In romantic relationships, usually you hear a lot of the complaining about the other partner. Ask yourself one question. Do you want to be in a joint effort relationship? Do you want to be collaborating with another, sharing the energy, the ideas, the creativity? Or do you want to dominate it and control it? Or do you want somebody else to just tell you what to do? I've never heard where people are coming to me for spiritual counseling where they want one or the other. They want it to be more balanced. They want to be heard. They don't want to run the whole thing, but they don't want to dominate either is usually what they're wanting. But if you just really just want to run it your way, that's more of a solo act. That's not really a joint effort. And it will decline the relationship. It just will, because it'll be imbalanced. So, yeah, these are things that are about the second chakra that people are like, oh, wow, that's complicated. It's facing the truths about what this energy does. And when you are aware of it, you can make choices that will benefit you for future relationships or heal the one you're in. Sometimes if we are trying to make it have a certain outcome with what we have right now, we have to let go of that control of that outcome. And that's usually the hardest thing. But I want it to work out. I don't want to get divorced. I don't want this. I don't want that. Well, you have to surrender it and let it go for the universe to work those balances out. You have to be willing to turn inward and balance your own energy within to see how it may be playing a factor. Because if everything is reflecting off of us, then that is too. Everything. Everything we do, everything we choose, there's going to be a reaction. So, okay, you didn't like the reactions you had from things you chose in the past. Well, you change them, but you have to let that go. You have to release that, let that go, and forgive yourself. There's nothing you can do about it but to let it go. Are you someone that's just got to have revenge? You're really just hurting yourself. You're causing a very negative energy to fester within yourself. That causes physical illnesses too. If you look and you study energy medicine, it really does. So why are you hurting yourself? It's not hurting anybody but yourself. That forgiveness releases and frees you. There's a freedom in it. And it is about unconditional love. It doesn't mean you allow someone to continue to abuse you, harass you, give you a hard time, whatever it is they're doing. That doesn't mean you allow that, because there are bad things that happen in this world. Yes, there are things that happen. It doesn't mean allowing that to continue to happen to you. You may need to disconnect and sever those ties if this is a very unsafe situation for you. You may need to let it go. You may need to move forward and put your mind in other areas, because abusive situations are never helping anybody. They need to be released. And you need to move on. And there's lots of groups, counseling, things like that out there for that, if you need that. You don't have to go it alone. But when you want a healthy relationship, we want to clean up the energy from past things that we chose or fears, because you don't want to repeat it. You want to create something new. So you have to go in there and, you know, like, all right, where are these fears, these control issues coming from? Why is it always repeating that I never have any money? You know, why is it always repeating that I always have these types of relationships? Then if it's repeating, that is something you want to dig in there, go face it, find out what it is, get some help with some counseling or some group, whatever, if you need that. Don't go it alone if you don't want to. Because some of that stuff's pretty intense if you've been in some bad abusive relationships. You don't need to go it alone. That wouldn't be a good idea at first if you're really having a hard time with it. Don't try to do all that by yourself. Know that there is support out there. Relationships from this point on can be freeing, positive, and you can choose to have relationships that support you, lift you, keep you enthused, and allow you to express your true self, your freedom, your truth. They don't suppress it. They don't try to control it. They don't try to manipulate it and change it. They allow you to be free to be who you are. You have to make choices sometimes. Are you making them for the money? I have heard so many times, and that's come from the big ones, the big guns out there. And I say big guns, and I don't really like guns, but what I'm saying is people in this industry, in spiritual industry, and some of them are out there that I know you'll know, but most of them, the common denominator is they are successful and they are where they are because they don't do it for the money. They do it because they love it. I would recommend that you look at all relationships that you have, business, personal, everything, your children, all of it. What's the relationship that you have? And look and see what the balance is there. Why are you in that relationship? If you don't like your job, why are you doing it? Most people say, because I got to pay my bills. Okay, while you're paying your bills with that job that you don't care for, why don't you start focusing on your passions and what you do love, and start one day at a time maybe going in a direction that would put you on that path? Because the universe will open that up to you. And if your focus is on what you love, then it will bring it to you in different ways, one step at a time, so it'll start to move in that direction. But if you believe this is it, I always dislike my job, I always this, I always that, I don't like my relationships, you know, if there's always a blaming and complaining, then you got a little bit of inward work to do, I would say. So just look at that. And we are going to wrap it up here right after the break. So if you do want to call in, we can take a caller. We got the last 15 minutes here of the show. 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the second chakra and manifesting healthy relationships. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
And we are back from break. And to wrap up the show, boy, we've been diving into that second chakra and manifesting healthy relationships. I'm Dr. Jen, if you're just tuning in, and that's what we've been talking about, the second chakra. And we've been going in deep. We've been really looking at the issues that cause all the problems with relationships or what we're trying to shift and change or attract into our life. And I want to give you a couple of questions to ask yourself now. And think about this. This is for your own personal evaluation. How would you write the definition of creativity out? I mean, what would you define creativity as? What would you say? Think about that, because this is the creativity chakra. And ask yourself, in the relationship that I'm concerned about or focusing on at the moment, am I honoring another person, another group? Am I honoring the others involved? Are you responding before you think? Or are you reacting? You know, I mean, there's a reaction, then there's a response. And sometimes these things can be triggered if you come from abusive things. And when they happen, you've got to let it go. You've got to forgive yourself. And I honestly, highly recommend that if you are going through a tough one or recovery, that you surround yourself with people that understand that and limit your exposure to those that trigger it. That's bottom line. You need to do that. It's important. They will tell you that. They will tell you that flat out. If you're going to professional advice, you limit your exposure to what's affecting you while you're regaining your strength, and take control back of your life, not what somebody else is insisting. Because you've felt so disempowered for so long if you've been coming from something like that. You take this one step at a time, one day at a time, and know that there's help out there for you. Now, do you follow through with creative ideas and dreams or plans? Do you do that? We're kind of crossing back between the different relationships here that you would have. If you have creativity, okay, do you follow through with it? Are you allowing your energies? Are you allowing time for that? Are you putting that down in your calendar to allow time for your dreams and your energies and what you want to do? And if you're not, then do it. And then do it. And it'll be real interesting to see how relationships respond to that. Are they honoring you in that you need that? Or are they busting your door down anyway? You got to look at that. I know. And this can cause a little bit of anxiety if you feel suffocated, or if you feel, wow, you know, I've got a lot of, you know, power to get back here or something. This can happen. Are you comfortable? Now let's switch over gears a little bit. Are you comfortable with your sexuality? Are you comfortable with it? Or is it awkward, embarrassing? You don't like to talk about it. You know, there's some balancing to do there that you're looking at if you feel uncomfortable or awkward with it. Is everything so taboo and hidden and secretive and all that? Do you use people that way? Or have you been used? Do you keep your word? Do you manipulate things to go your own way? Are you controlling? These are things to ask yourself, or do you know, or you feel like that's happening back to you? Remember, there's two sides of the fence to this question. You are going to probably be on one side or the other if you have imbalanced relationships you're looking to work on or release. If you've tried everything, in a relationship that is very controlling, and you just can't get anywhere, you need to ask yourself, why am I still in this relationship? Why are you staying? Out of fear of being alone? Out of fear of finance? If that's the case, you're looking to find a way, one step at a time, to start to empower yourself and believe in yourself that you can do this in a different way and go a different direction. That takes a little work. You might want to get some help with that. A lot of what I'm talking about, you may want to get some help with, because these are big things to deal with. Does money control you? Is that how you make all your decisions? Is it all about that? Or are you doing it with faith? Because if you're making it to where you're afraid of something, you're using fear. Remember, let's go back to what we said earlier. Faith energy brought into creativity is incredibly powerful. And when you are doing what you love and you are doing this fit based on faith and it is balanced, the universe will provide that to follow through. And like I said, I've heard so many people that are very successful in this, big best-selling authors and all, they said it didn't work for them until they did it that way and let go of worrying about the money. I've had so many say that. So I just want you to know that I really believe in that as well. When you may make choices and you think, okay, now I'm on track, and then you find out, oh, it's not quite going the way I wanted. There's always tweaking that'll happen down the road. Because every time we make a choice, there is a reaction or an effect to that, and we tweak along the way. But you let go, okay, that wasn't quite what I wanted, or this is great, let me keep going this way. That's how you do it. And it's not like, oh, it's all over, it's ruined because of that. You need to let go, detach. Remember that. What goals do you have for yourself? Do you have any? Have you lost that enthusiasm to have a goal? Is depression coming in? This is a relationship that is not lifting you. Or is the relationship within yourself where you're self-sabotaging? Remember, relationships reflect back. So we always want to look within ourselves to see if there's something that we can do to lift up. And if you are starting to lift yourself up and that's causing conflict with the relationship, that should give you a good indication that this is probably a bit toxic for you and it might be time to let the journeys separate. Or if they're supporting you, understanding, working with you, honoring each other, that's something you can build something on. And that's incredible, and that's what you're looking for in balance. No relationship out there that I know of is going to be absolutely picture perfect. There's always going to be things to do and tweak. And you can do them when both parties are honoring one another, when each party honors the other. If one won't let go of something from the past, that's not healthy, that's toxic. If there's forgiveness and releasement, then there you go. So these are so many things that, and like I said, this second chakra, man, I'm addressing some of the deeper aspects of this because these are the things that we usually don't want to talk about or avoid. I mean, they're painful. Betrayal is born out of this. Lies, deceit, controlling. I mean, are you controlling so much that you will change and negotiate things to compromise the truths and the ethic of something so it goes your way? I mean, it's just, it goes into a lot of dishonesty, you name it. And that causes all kinds of negative problems in a relationship when that starts to happen. Why are you motivated to do what you do? Why are you responding the way you do? These are all the things that you're looking for. And with help, I honestly know that you can find a way to heal the one you're in, the relationship you're in, or maybe it's time to let it go. But you have choices. You never have to stay in something that is not supporting you for your best and highest good and for why you're here. Everyone deserves to be happy, prosperous. Everyone deserves to be in relationships that lift them and support them and encourage them. And you absolutely have the right to leave the ones that don't. And I just want to put that out there because I know a lot of people just tolerate things because they think they have to or they believe that's all they got. And that's not true. There's your fear and your false god again. I want to say thank you for listening to this. This was a very important message I wanted to put out today for everyone. During the holidays, it can feel very emotional when it comes to relationships. So I want to say thank you to you for being with us as the listener. I'm Jen Royster, and we'll be back next week on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, where transformation is inevitable.
Couldn't think of the right words to say. Don't know if it mattered that much anyway. Hey! I can't believe it's already been a week. I'm alright, cause I finally got something to eat. everything's okay, 'cause I found a place to sleep. 'Cause it gets hard when it gets dark, but I can see what I'm doing to me, and I can breathe when I couldn't think of the right words to say. Don't know if it mattered that much anyway. You would change so I couldn't stay. Don't know if I mattered that much anyway. Hey! Now I'm here just living on the street. I sell myself while I get my kicks for free.